Today, the Church celebrates the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, a feast that doubles as the World Day for Consecrated Life. Parishes and religious communities worldwide will be praying for consecrated men and women throughout the weekend and celebrating their contribution to the Church. Laura Yerachi reports.
It's a time of prayer for those in the Church who have committed to witness to their love for God through the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. The World Day for Consecrated Life was instituted by Pope John Paul II in 1997. Father Michael O'Neill, prior of the Carmelite Center in Rome, explained the significance of marking the day of prayer on the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord.
The notion of Mary offering her child to the Father in fulfillment of the customs and the laws reflects the way that religious and consecrated people make an offering of their own life to God in the belief that everything belongs to God and is returned to God, and so that life offered in that way works for the kingdom of God then here on earth. The second one is the figure of Simeon and Anna as prophets in the temple, people who are attentive to God, waiting for God, and therefore those kind of sentinels for God's presence. And I think consecrated people in the world, because of their attentiveness by profession to the things of God, are in their own way sentinels detecting the work of God in the world and celebrating and giving thanks for God's action and mercy in the world. And then because it's this feast of light, connects it then with baptism and consecrated life being a further confirmation in the life of the person freely taken, freely received, to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth.
Father O'Neill noted how the World Day for Consecrated Life is intended to engage all Catholic faithful and not just consecrated men and women as a select group in the Church.
In the Church, we have a whole culture and faith around celebrating the gifts of the Lord, and consecrated life has been seen as that. So therefore, it's a vocation that certainly belongs to the Church. It's a time when all the members of the Church can recognize the presence of this gift, recognize also, I suppose, that the practical implications and the contribution of consecrated life over the centuries, and also, I think, of allowing people to pray that this gift would flourish in the life of the Church.
While the Church encourages all the faithful to pray for consecrated men and women and to thank them for their witness and service, the day is also intended to encourage consecrated people in their lifelong commitment.
It's great to have a day like this. That gives us a consciousness of the gift we have received and try to live out. Whatever helps us to renew our spirit, to renew our commitment, I think is always of tremendous importance. And this day each year seems to be doing that. Certainly here in the Western world, there may be many reasons for discouragement, all the more so to have this day to recognize that things are not too bad at all and that our contribution to the Church is still very valuable. But we have to renew our spirit and commitment all the time.
Pope Benedict XVI presided the Mass held in St. Peter's Basilica Saturday evening to celebrate the liturgical feast and to mark the World Day for Consecrated Life. I'm Laura Yerachi.